What's that smell? Is it fish? Why is it moving on my dish? Find out soon. Welcome to Sketchy Eats.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Sketchy Eats. My name is Andre.
I am Bernard.
And we're a comedy food podcast available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And we go around eating at different restaurants that you might drive by and think, I really want to try that, but I don't ever want to step foot in there. Or I really want to try it, and it might be the best experience of my life. We do that for you.
Yeah, we try it every week.
Yeah.
For the most part.
For the most part, yeah. You know, we had been doing like a sandwich bracket tournament. Mm-hmm. And we still have plans to finish it. We have one round to go. It's the finals. We haven't gotten around to doing it yet. And that's mostly because if you live in the Midwest, the weather is extremely unpredictable, and it just hasn't been good enough for us to be able to venture down to Ann Arbor or Auburn Hills. I keep fucking doing that. Auburn mm-hmm. Hills to mm-hmm. get food. So we're planning on it. We just want to get one. We want the roads to be a little bit safer for us.
Yeah. See, that's the thing about that tournament. Like, we threw DeBella's in it. We threw it in a place that's not local to us.
No.
It's quite the drive, which hinders us from going there.
Absolutely. But, like, it is worth it, you know?
It's worth it. It's just not worth dying
for. Yeah. Not worth feeling. Like, as soon as you get on the expressway and you feel your car start moving, you're like, nah, this ain't it.
Like I was telling you when I was driving to work last night, I'd made a left turn and I ended up making a 360. And I was like, it turned me into the way that I was coming from. So I was like, well, I guess I'm going back home.
Yeah. Would that be a 360 or a 180?
Well, I did a 360. Like, oh. I did a full circle.
Okay.
And then I ended in a 180. So I guess I did a 480.
Yeah.
Well, 460.
540.
That's a 540.
Yeah.
I did one full circle, that's 60.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did another, then I did a 180.
Right?
I don't know. Let me look that up real quick.
Right.
If I can remember my fucking password to my phone.
You and DJ. You can fucking kill me.
Yeah. It's 540.
Yeah, okay.
Look at you, math bitch.
What, do you think you're better than me, huh? Just take your shirt off. You want to take a swing at your old man, huh?
Shout out to swinging our old man.
Yeah. But today, we went somewhere that is significantly closer to us. And mm-hmm. like down the road, basically.
And we've been there before. On yeah. accident.
Yeah, yeah. So we went to the West Side Deli, not to be confused with West Side Diner,
which we have covered on the show.
Yeah. This is the West Side Deli. It's mm-hmm. in a liquor store on the corner of, what is that, Saginaw and Fifth?
Yeah, it's Fifth.
Right next to the Tenfu. And it's just, you know, just like a dude just frying stuff. It's mm-hmm. like a You Buy, We Fry, but then they have like a menu of stuff that you can get.
Yeah. They had a pretty big menu for what they are.
Actually. It really did.
I was kind of surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually stumbled into them last week and we did that. I don't even want to address that place.
Yeah.
I don't even want to address what we did last week.
Yeah. Last week we went to go to a pop-up that we thought was going to be in there, but it was like
an
right
illegal
next door.
Pop-up, by the way.
Yeah. And we just went and the guy was like, yeah, it's not here. It's another place.
And he was breading stuff to get ready to cook.
Yeah.
Should have just stayed there.
Should have, yeah. But this, I mean, we decided, fuck it. You know, it's close. We're in the mood for fried stuff. So
it's snowing.
Yeah, we decided, fuck it. We'll go there, you know, and get some food. And you know, I'm not mad about the entire experience. I think a 10-piece spicy wings, 3-piece catfish, and cheese fries.
Yeah, I got wingdings. I think I got the 8-piece. I got 7 fried shrimp and jumbo scrimps and fries, and I got some mac and cheese. So I mean, I got a pretty good amount of fried food there. You know, it's gonna clog up a few arteries.
Oh yeah.
Shout out to your arteries being clogged.
Yeah.
Shout out to dying of heart disease.
Yeah. So we like get there. I'm pretty sure, because like you go in the liquor store, you go straight back, and it's just this like counter. All the stuff is like taped onto it for the menus. Most of like parts of it are handwritten.
Back and, to like, our roots.
you know, when you look down at the display case, there are individually wrapped pieces of like brownie or cake. And mm-hmm. then those are next to frozen tubs of meat.
Some of them are even frozen. Some of them were just like pools of like juice.
I'm like, I don't want to know if this is okay.
You know what? It's probably better than what we had last week.
You know,
honestly,
just saying. Yeah. And the whole thing about this that like, that I keep thinking about when I was eating the food was mm-hmm. he would have been able to fuck that up a lot more, and it still would have been better than the experience of LA Street Tacos yep. last week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he could have, like, undercooked the food, and it still would have been better. He could have served it to me an hour and a half later, and it still would have been a better experience.
Yep. You know what? He actually put a timer on when he, like, made the food.
Yeah,
it was like he was... Like, he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
It was like he's been running a kitchen before.
Yeah.
On like LA Street Tacos.
Yeah.
Who was flipping tacos with a chef's knife.
And like, he remembered the order. Didn't have to ask us like six times.
He wrote it down and then,
kept the ticket, you know?
Yeah. Like, wow.
I don't know. It was not.
It's like he's been making food for a living.
Yeah, it was not bad.
Or running a business.
And the food, you know? Not bad.
No, not bad at all. Not bad at all.
I would say that, like, I like the catfish from the Carpenter Road liquor store more.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the wings were reasonably good. Mm-hmm. The cheese fries were okay. I mean, it was really just, like, fries with that. Like, if you ever go to Gordon's Food Service, they have this giant metal tin of, like, nacho cheese that you can buy.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
It was stadium nacho cheese.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it really was. It was... The stadium nacho cheese, which I like on nachos. Like, it works on fries, but like, not my favorite.
Yeah, it's not my go-to for sure.
And my mac and cheese was like Kraft noodles, like Kraft blue box noodles with that same nacho cheese on it. It was fucking weird, but it hit. I ain't complaining. Now that Andre's out the room, I can get to the real tea. LA Street Tacos fucking sucked. They had a fucking illegal pop-up, guys. You're not supposed to be doing pop-ups like that, because that food was made at home. You're not supposed to be doing shit like that. There was no fucking thermometer for the food. Like, you're supposed to have a thermometer. You're supposed to be wiping down the tables and shit. There was none of that, because she was working out of a fucking low-level, like, kitchen. Like, my apartment kitchen is nicer than that kitchen she was working out of. But shout out to the dude with the velour suit. He was... God bless that man.
Even though he was the guy who couldn't remember people's orders.
Yeah, he was working, though.
Yeah.
He was fucking working.
You know, my favorite part about the whole LA Street Tacos thing is what you told me earlier about, like, the person who runs their Facebook page just argues with people all the time.
It's the lady cooking. That's who runs it.
And it's just like, why are you arguing with people? Your food is not that good.
No, she was like, I'm blocking everyone who... doesn't like this and blah 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 shit like that. It was like, why
it was like weird.
Why are you like this?
Yeah.
Like, calm down.
You know, like, if Jafrance started like arguing people online like that, he never would, but if he did, I'd give him a pass because his food is so goddamn good.
Yeah.
But like, not only was the food not good in this, I mean, it wasn't bad. It just wasn't, like, worth any of what we had.
It wasn't worth the wait. Wasn't worth the price.
Yeah, it was just like, you don't have any bargaining chips here. You have no room to be arguing with people online. No,
you should be apologetic, if anything.
Yeah, Jesus.
I had a street taco the other day from, you know, Street Taco in Howell. Shout out to Howell. Shout out to Street Taco.
No, I don't know about shout out to Howell. Howell's got a pass.
Yeah, there's a lot of brothers out there, though. A lot more than I know. Yeah. I know. I don't know any of these niggas.
Yeah.
But, a lot more of them than I thought.
Yeah.
Damn, that should be my profile picture right there. That bottom left.
Yeah.
Send me that.
Yeah.
But anyway. We had Street Taco the other day, and that shit slapped. That shit slapped hard.
Street Taco is so fucking good.
I had the nachos. I've had it twice in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Those nachos slap so hard. The barbacoa on the nachos, chef's kiss. Chef's kiss.
Mwah.
Yeah, dude, it was fucking delicious.
I believe it.
Delicious. I got some tacos from them in my fridge right now that I was going to have for lunch last night at work, but, you know, spun out, went back home.
Yeah, fuck it. You know what I didn't... I forgot to bring this up at one point.
What?
And I thought it was worth talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember if I did or not, but that food that Laura made mm-hmm. that you gave me,
yeah,
that like what was it, Indian dish or whatever it was,
Birami,
super fucking good.
She's been wanting to know what you thought about that for
so fucking good.
On the first night. She was like, I don't think he liked it because he hasn't said anything.
Dude, I want more of it. That shit was fire.
I told her that you would like it because it was too spicy for her, and it was just like the right amount of heat for me.
Yeah, it was perfect. I loved it.
Yeah, see, I knew you were going to like it.
Even the spice level was like, this is great. What meat was in that?
Lamb.
That shit was not bad.
Yeah, she knows what she's doing. That was
fucking great. I loved it.
I told Tim that he should come over for dinner one day. You should come too.
Yeah. Get the boys together, you know?
Yeah. She was like, I'm going to have to cook for you and your friends. And I was like,
Yes.
Yes, you are.
When you cook like that, yes.
When you fuck it up in the kitchen, yes. Yes.
God. I don't even know why you have to ask.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I invited Tim over for dinner. So, I mean, you can come over too. You and Tim.
Yeah.
Come over for dinner.
Have a good time.
Yeah. Fuck it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she was really curious to know what you thought of that, so I'm glad you liked it.
Absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
The other day, after getting home from the gym, Max gave me these like things of ramen.
Shout out to Max. Shout out to the gym.
I think he got them from like that Korean market, the Seoul market.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a curry one, and it was super like insanely delicious for being just like a packet of ramen. Mm-hmm. You know, like it was immensely flavorful, and I added some chicken to it. Mm. So good.
Did you try that ramen I gave you?
Not yet. I haven't made my way through all that stuff yet.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of fucking sodium.
It's so much sodium. There's so much sugar in this tea. Like this Arizona like green tea. It's extra sweet.
Oh, you got the extra sweet one.
Yeah, there's like a lot happening here.
Yeah. You ever seen the show Atlanta?
No, I want to.
There was a scene in the first season where it was like nothing but commercials. And one of them was like when you go to buy a tea and the price goes up, and they're like, but it said a dollar on the can. That's what that reminded me of. But yeah, man. Shout out to Under the Knife.
Yeah, doing some stuff.
Yeah, shout out to Under the Podcast.
Yeah,
which is this podcast.
Yeah,
shout out to Black History Month. Shout out to Black people.
Yeah, shouts out Black people.
But shout out to Black people, man. Shout out to Black people. Mm. Shout out to Empath because their singer's Black.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, I don't.
Just random shout outs right now. While I'm trying to figure out some food topic here.
Yeah, I haven't. We haven't ate super crazy in the past like few days or so. Like we got Chipotle delivery the other day because I didn't feel like leaving the house. That's been it. It's like haven't really ventured out super crazy or anything.
Laura's been doing a HelloFresh box, which those like meals, they send you all the ingredients, you make it at home.
Okay.
She did a pork and fig dinner.
That sounds great.
Oh my god, that was like the best meal I've had in months.
Damn, yeah, that sounds fucking great.
Not saying that like, she's a bad cook or anything, but like that was like top tier food right there. I had never eaten figs in anything except for like Fig Newtons.
Really?
Yeah. Like, so I wasn't really familiar with that flavor, but it was really fucking good. It was really fucking good. So if you want to try out some HelloFresh meals, use promo code SKE810. That's SKE810 at HelloFresh.com to get, you know, one box free
or whatever. I don't know.
I don't fucking know. I don't
what the fuck that shit
is. Yeah, we don't know what that shit does. Come on now.
God, leave me alone.
Look, they still got the stickers on their TV.
Man, Ellie and I actually, we did like last week, we went to Lansing.
Shout out to Lansing.
And then to Detroit the next day.
Shout out to Detroit.
So when we went to Lansing, we went there kind of on a whim. We had the day off. We're like, what do we do today? We had no clue what we wanted to do in the slightest, and we decided that we were going to go to a thrift shop called Thrift Witch in Lansing, and that is what we did. And then while we were there, I got some like pretty reasonably good food from a bar.
Oh, nice.
Wasn't expecting it to be as like really good as it is. But it was from Art's Pub. I posted a photo of it.
Mm.
It was their fries. They called it the Exotic Joe.
Dude, those look so good. I was so mad.
Insane. Like, so fucking good. I was not expecting it to be as good as it was, but holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, it was like crumbly fries, like beer battered or like twice fried.
Yeah.
And then pico, pepper jack cheese, cilantro, and like smoked brisket.
Mm-hmm.
And I added fried egg on it.
You were the fried eggs, man.
Yeah, fried eggs make everything better. But like the brisket was so surprising to me. Like it was so immensely smoky and tender. I wasn't expecting that at all.
Yeah.
Not from like a pub. Like,
right.
Not from a place like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that shit was stupid good.
Damn.
And like I got that. I think I got some wings too, like honey sriracha. They were more on the honey side than the sriracha side, but you know, I wasn't complaining about
it. Those go either way when you order honey sriracha anything.
Yeah, you're right. But just, man, that shit was
insane. When you posted those, that was fries, I was like, God damn, I want to kiss them on the lips right now.
Oh my God.
Those did look really good.
Yeah, those were stupidly delicious.
What's this place called again?
Arts Pub.
Shout out to Arts Pub in Lansing.
Yeah, that was very, very good.
I haven't been to Lansing in a while. Last time I went, I had ramen at this bar, and they like took forever to serve us. And the noodles were kind of chewy. Yeah.
That's a little meh.
Yeah, it wasn't the worst ramen I've ever had from a place, but like it was far from the best.
Yeah.
It was no Edo ramen in Royal Oak or Edo, whatever. I don't fucking know what it's called. I don't speak Japanese.
Yeah. What do you think I am, huh?
I'm American. This is my country.
You take my gun, huh?
Want to take my gun from me?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to kiss me for it. But like, lean in real slow. Like, you know what's going to happen? Look me in the eyes when you do it. Are you back in that gun group yet? Can you post yet?
No, not till February, like later February. Oh. I think it's like mid-February that I'm able to actually do that shit again.
Damn, how are they going to do you like that during Black History Month?
Yeah, I know. Like, that's honestly kind of racist.
Yeah, that's a little racist, guys.
Yeah.
Way to fucking be racist.
Yeah, figure this shit out.
Yeah, what the fuck, guys? What the fuck? But yeah, I can't think of anything like food-wise that I've had that's been like super amazing. I haven't really been eating. Like, I've been eating, but I haven't been eating anything good.
Yeah.
And just kind of existing. But you can eat in restaurants now. Are you excited to sit on it here at a restaurant?
I don't know, honestly. I don't know how stoked I am about it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be more excited about it. I have no idea, like, how to feel.
Yeah.
It's only a couple. Like, I'm only really excited about being able to go in restaurants when I'm somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, when we went to Detroit the other day, like, last week, Ellie had to pee. And we went to, like, two gas stations on the way, and their bathrooms are closed. And we get there, and it's like, we're having the hardest time trying to find somewhere that has, like, public stuff inside that you can go into and use the restroom for.
Mm-hmm.
She had to go to, like, a Whole Foods. Just to do it. And it's like, I'm excited for things to open back up so you can use the facilities and shit, you know? Because, like, if I go in somewhere and I have to shit, you're not telling me no. Like, I'm shitting in your place. Like,
that is such white privilege.
Yeah.
That is white privilege.
It really is.
From the way you worded it to the expression on your face.
Yeah. That was that was my example of white privilege. I never knew I had it until now.
Until you had to take a shit in public.
Yeah. And I'm like, look, buddy, I'm shitting here. There's nothing you can do about it.
Right. You know what, though? You know what, like, I don't like about this is that they're not open at, like, full capacity.
Yeah, it's like, what, 25% or something.
So you could be waiting for an hour plus to sit down and eat somewhere.
Yeah. That's it. And it's just, it kind of just makes it feel like, is this even worth it, you know?
Yeah, and, like,
is this...
I saw a place, the Agitated Grape in Davison. They have, like, a time limit on how long you can sit at a table.
Damn.
So it's like I'm not one to sit at a restaurant for a long time and just bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, but I don't want to be on a timer, you know?
Yeah, I feel that.
I don't know. Like, we were talking in the car, like, bars are open back up. And, like, I don't miss going to the bar.
Yeah, I didn't care. about going to the bar like that much. That wasn't that great of an experience for me.
Yeah, like I was telling you, like it was more of the social aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, meh, I'm just kind of like, whatever.
Yeah.
I want to try new restaurants, but like I said, I don't want to be under a time limit of being there, you know?
Yeah, that's what I would, yeah, I don't know. It's one of those, like, it is cool for the show, because mm-hmm. now we don't have to just do takeout, but it's also going to be like, if we go somewhere and they're just like, yeah, it's going to be a super long wait, it's like, it kind of takes away from the experience.
I kind of feel like we fell into a formula without being inside restaurants, too.
Yeah. I don't even hate the experience that we've been having so mm-hmm. far. Like, this just hasn't been that bad
of,
like, the way that we've been doing shit, because we've had to.
Right. I was telling Laura about, like, how we used to, like, rate restaurants when we first started, like, on their bathrooms and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, why'd you guys stop doing that?
I don't know. We just stopped.
We forgot about it. Okay. Yeah. Damn. That's what we did. We forgot. Okay.
You see my back right here? I'm going to need you to get all the way off that.
Shout out to getting off backs. Shout out to monkeys on your back.
Ugh.
Get them off. But yeah, like, I don't know. I don't miss it that much.
Yeah.
When it's gone, you realize that it wasn't that necessary.
Yeah.
That's what it really boils down to.
Yeah. The only time I care is when I'm somewhere I'm not normally in. Like, if I were here in Flint all the time, mm-hmm. It wouldn't bother me that much not to be able to go and eat somewhere.
Yeah.
But, like, when I go to Detroit or, like, Lansing or something like that,
mm-hmm.
that bums me out. I want to go and, like, sit down somewhere and eat some food. Especially if I've never been there before.
Yeah, because like most of the Flint restaurants we've been to.
Yeah.
Like even for the show or just to, like separately, like you've been to most places in Flint that you sit down at.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's where we live, honestly. Like if we were closer to Lansing, it'd be a lot, you know, different.
Yeah.
I know people are like, what are you guys talking about? You guys got plenty of places to eat. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Black History Month.
Just all month. That's the excuse for everything.
Yeah. Hey, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Even next month. You know why? Fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me my 40 acres.
Yeah. Give me the mule.
Nah, I don't really need the mule. Do you need the mule nowadays? You can buy a tractor.
Yeah, I guess you don't.
You gotta feed the mule. Mule don't last forever.
Mule is meat.
Oh, can you eat mule?
I don't know.
I mean, you can eat donkey and you can eat horse.
You can eat anything that you want to eat. It's just, are you gonna die?
Yeah, I was listening to Joe Rogan. He was talking about eating mountain lion. Like, people actually eat mountain lion. Hmm. You just have to cook the meat to a certain temperature.
Hmm.
Because, you know, they eat other animals. I mean, I personally want to eat mountain lion.
Yeah.
It's not really something I would try.
Yeah. Not my thing, particularly.
But you know Joe Rogan crazy.
Yeah.
Shout out to Joe Rogan. But, you know, so, you know, liquor store food. Overall thoughts?
I was a fan. I don't think I would, like, go out of my way to go back, though. You mm-hmm. know, like, I think, like, when I think about that liquor store food, the Carpenter Road liquor store comes up in my mind all the time. Like, I mm-hmm. want to go back. I'm like, I want to go back to that place and get more food. This one was not bad by any means. It's just not like, it didn't blow me away or anything like that.
Yeah, it wasn't earth shattering.
The sides were probably the weirdest one. It was all just super subpar. Like, your mm-hmm. Kraft mac and cheese with nacho cheese in it.
Yeah.
It was like, you did super basic stuff and took it one extra step, which isn't, you know, it's more than fucking LA Street Taco did. But
anti-shout out to LA Street Tacos.
You know, I don't know. It wasn't
It wasn't anything to shake a stick at.
Yeah.
As far as the sides go. I mean, the food, like the main entrees were good. Like, you can't really fuck up fried shrimp and you can't fuck up wing dings unless you absolutely try to.
Yeah, you gotta really, really be on it to do that.
But like you said, like compared to other liquor stores, that one wasn't the best one.
No.
Did you watch that video I sent you of that place in Muskegon?
Yeah, I did. That soul food place.
Where's Muskegon at?
Isn't that like a few hours north?
I don't know. I asked you because I don't know.
I'm pretty sure Muskegon's like a few hours north.
Yeah, I want to go there.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah.
Is it? I don't know. I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, look that up.
I feel like somebody's going to be like, no, it's a few hours south, you stupid fucking bald piece of shit. Fuck you.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's Black nice. History Month. Don't talk to Andre like that.
Yeah. Where's this at, huh?
Yeah. Where's this at, huh? Huh? Dude, that looks like it's on the west side of the state.
Where?
Zoom out. Zoom out. Zoom out. Zoom out. Enhance. Yeah, that's on the west side. Enhance.
Oh, okay. So it's like further out than Grand Rapids.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we can go there.
Grand Rapids is like 4 hours away.
No, it's not. That's like an hour and a half.
That's 4 hours.
It looks like it's so far away.
You know what it is about Grand Rapids for me? It's the drive to Grand Rapids because there's absolutely nothing.
Not sure.
And then you get to like that part with all the bridges and like, if it snows really bad, I'm going to die when I spin out.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, I think I've been to Muskegon because me and Ricky went way out there because we were at like Grand Haven. If it's near Grand Haven, then like I think me and Ricky were right by Muskegon.
Okay.
Shout out to Ricky. Yeah, because we did that over the summer 2020. But yeah, oh man, we should do that though.
Yeah.
The weather's got to get nicer.
Yeah, I would be down for that in like the summer. Yeah. You know, make like a little summer road trip out of it.
Yeah,
that'd be tight.
Actually, Brittany sent me that. Brittany, you know, whatever her nickname is, Brittany sent me that. So shout out to Brittany.
Old Dirty Dick Brittany.
Yeah, Dirty Dick Brittany. Shout out to Dustin.
Yeah, Dirty Dick Brit.
Yeah, the Dirty Dick Brit.
Yeah, the dirtiest of dicks.
The Dirty Dick Brit. That sounds like a pro wrestler.
Yeah. That sounds like somebody, like, they bring out, like, an American to, like, kick his ass. You're gonna learn your lesson again.
They fight, like, the Patriot Man or something.
Yeah. It's the Hawks of War, the Eagles of War from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Yeah.
Got a trunk full of walnuts.
Yeah.
Shout out to Roddy Piper. He's dead.
Shout out to liquor store food.
Yeah.
Shout out to liquor stores that serve food.
The amount of random shit they have for sale in there was crazy too.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's, I think they're designed to be like a convenience store where they have everything, you know, like they have a surprisingly large wall of just black and white t-shirts.
Yeah.
And then like a bunch of other household goods. And it's just like, it's designed to be like you go there and that's all you need to get is everything in there.
You know why that's designed like that? Because they don't have grocery stores in those areas because it is a food desert.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
That's some Black history stuff right there.
Yeah.
Primarily Black and poor people live. It's always a food desert.
Hmm.
Which is a big problem in this country.
That seems right, yeah.
So liquor stores tend to always carry that kind of stuff because people don't have access to vehicles to drive 2-3 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, buying your groceries and taking a bus there.
Yeah.
Or an Uber or something is going to...
Or walking or anything.
Yeah,
like that.
That's like too far for you.
Yeah, like you're not doing that in the winter even.
Yeah, so that's a big problem in poor areas, especially poor Black areas, are food desert. That's why you see a lot of convenience stores, like liquor stores like that, and a lot of like Dollar Generals and shit, because they're in food deserts basically.
That's wild.
It's really sad too.
That is very sad.
Yeah, being in the richest country in the world, like you got food deserts.
Yeah, it seems like that shouldn't happen,
but it's designed that way. That's why there's such a big thing of obesity in the Black community because they don't have access to fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, meat that isn't from a fucking can. That's why Black people tend to have like more sweet and very savory, like fattening taste buds, because you don't even have the option to buy vegetables or fruit. All you have is candy and chips, like right there.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
If there even is meat or anything like that, too.
Yeah. And the meat they sell there is all fried.
Yeah. So
you know, generations of that creates obesity and, like, you know, taste buds that are just generally lean towards the worst foods possible.
Damn.
Yeah, I know. I got real sad there, didn't I?
Yeah. Closing it out on a sad note.
This is Black History Month.
Do better, white people.
Hey, that's your people. That's your people.
Yeah, do better.
You gonna apply for Jeff Bezos' job?
Yeah. I should fucking apply for it. If there even is, there's probably no like real application process. I'm just gonna send a resume in.
You gotta send a picture of yourself,
yeah, like a next headshot.
To him. Yeah. Next to him, like one bald man for another.
Yeah.
Just swap them out.
It's just a smooth transition, you know? Bald to bald. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's all it is. I could do his job, probably. I don't know.
And you make $2,000 every 7 seconds or whatever he makes.
Hell yeah.
I've worked for
fuck that shit up.
I've worked for like 24 hours and be done.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I'm retired.
I'm
done. Yeah, I'm done here. Resignation form.
Yeah.
Put my 2 weeks notice in and use up 2 weeks of vacation time. Yeah. But yeah, anyway, liquor store food was cool. And I think that's it. I've been Bernard.
I've been Andre.
Stay sketchy.